AI.org online. The previous program was Turn On the News, heard Fridays at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for EcoLogic coming up. It is now 2:30 p.m. Here we go.
Watch the winter trees like feathers against the sky. Brown hills long for spring. It's coming soon, and the singing blackbirds fly, and the singing blackbirds fly. Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? Share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? Make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole. I turn from the window to read the papers of madness, new lies, old greed, and another weapon more frightening than death, when we could cherish the earth and see, cherish the earth and see. This earth, we share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole. We pass threadbare cities, fiery hopes for this earth, this spinning jewel. I swear that before our time's done, I want to see this old world renewed. See this world renewed. Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? We share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again.
Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gillard.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is EcoLogic for August 26, 2022.
When your air and water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Today we treat you to the full recordings of our five-song opening theme medley, plus some news and information. Musicians can say in 2.5 minutes what it takes a speaker 15 or even 30 minutes to say. Here are five examples.
We started the show with Judy Gorman's song, This Earth, the first song of the theme. When I first played This Earth on the first or second episode of EcoLogic, Judy called and said, "Wow, where did you get that song?" It's on the Swords into Plowshares compilation album.
Next up, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. but you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. You paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Up a parking lot.
Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell is the unofficial theme of Ecologic. It's played on about half of our carts. A cart is a term that comes from the cartridges that held public service announcements before everything was on computers.
Dolphins with kayaks in the Hudson River just this month spotted as far north as 125th Street. How about a New York amazing story? How about the Hudson River being so clean that kayakers are seeing dolphins right next to them? Boy, I can't wait until I'm in my kayak next to those magnificent animals and against the skyline of New York City. Wow. We thank the water protector organizations, Clearwater, Riverkeeper, and Scenic Hudson for their work. The River Project has been documenting marine life coming back to the river.
All right. That's a great story. Yeah. All right, next we have Save the Earth by Sylvanus.
Clothing and shelter, babe.
That was Save the Earth by Sylvanus, who is part of the Jamaican community in Toronto, Canada. I received that song in an email from a listener. I was thrilled, both to receive it and that it was such a wonderful song in so many ways, especially lyrically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. California's Air Resources Board, which regulates air quality in the state, yesterday imposed one of the first total bans on sales of new gasoline-powered cars, starting in 2035, with interim goals along the way. Owning and driving gas cars and selling used cars will continue to be allowed.
Our next song is Listen to the Earth by the Ray Corona Band.
Riding up the river, heading right this way. Black smoke from the power plant, another sour day. Everybody's got allergies, young people move away. If you want electricity, that's the price they make you pay. Did they ever hear of solar power? See a windmill go, feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth. We use oil to heat buildings, does much more. Fouls the air with emissions, greenhouse gases soar. We'll do anything for oil, drill the planet to the core. Trade a beach for a waste site, bomb a country, start a war. Did they ever hear of solar power? Ever see a windmill? We could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth. When I go outside at night, I really want to see stars, not the blur of deadly smog around a planet full of scars. A solution to someone who'd like to die. They say nukes make good neighbors, they're safe, they certify, till they leak radiation or blow sky high. Did they ever hear of solar power? Ever see a windmill go? Feel the pull of an ocean wave? We could know if we listen to the earth.
That was Listen to the Earth by the Ray Corona Band. Ray Corona was one of the best songwriters around, but he passed way too young. Ray was a regular listener and donor to Ecologic. In fact, when he was in the studio, he sometimes brought his donation checks in hand over personally to the station manager to ensure that they were credited to our show. We miss you, Ray.
When I was emceeing one of the Ray Corona Memorial Concerts, I said of one of his water songs that they had just heard an entire episode of Ecologic in 3 minutes. That's how succinct and powerful Ray was.
Mm-hmm. Now, the global warming part of climate chaos is causing heat waves throughout the world. Naturally, that will affect food production. In some cases, the crops simply dry up. In other cases, they manage to stay alive, but with very low yields because they can't get enough water. Dairy farmers know that milk production dwindles when the temperature goes above 75 degrees for any length of time, which is now happening in many new places.
Farmers used to bring their animals to the top of the nearest mountain in warm weather, but so much of the commons are now privately owned that the only way to provide cooler temperatures is by investing in air-conditioned barns. This raises their expenses and makes cows much less contented. Their being unable to go outdoors affects both milk production and taste, and is one more issue for an industry that is already controversial.
Yeah. We close out our musical selections with an exhortation to take it to the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
nukes. No nukes. Check out the video of that song on YouTube. We just heard Taking It to the Streets from the 1979 No Nukes concert by the Doobie Brothers, John Hall, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Chaka Khan, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, Graham Nash, Clarence Clemons, and others from the No Nukes concert. At the end of the concert in 1979, nearly all the musicians came out on stage to sing Taking It to the Streets, which is exactly what they wanted everyone to do. All the music you've heard today is from Ecologic's opening theme medley.
As usual, the time flies by and we need to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us. For more information, go to our site, www.ecoradio.org, and join us next Friday, September 2nd at 2:30 p.m. to get the latest on protecting Liberty State Park.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics. To listen to this show or any of our past shows again, it's all at www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org.
Also, those of you online, please sign up for our email list on our website, ecoradio.org. Those of you on social media, search for eco-logic.
Mainstream media and its corporate advertisers pay lip service to saving the earth and the seriousness of climate chaos, but no more. We're different. WBAI doesn't accept ads or donations from big corporate polluters, which is part of the reason you hear us asking for your support so often. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you important news, information, and entertainment. You know, radio might seem free, but there are costs. Like everyone, the station has rent to pay. And as an employer, we have a shoestring payroll and a call center. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
Most of our premiums can be found on their own webpage only, ecologic.wbai.org. To choose from our wide variety of premiums on topics from bees and pesticides with Reverend Billy and Mercy Van Black to fracking, go to ecologic.wbai.org. Leave out the www and donate in the name of your favorite program, Ecologic. To become a member or contribute monthly as a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We'd love to see those BAI buddy pledges.
We work hard every week to bring you new information and guests who are on the front lines of many environmental issues. Most of the WBAI staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially.
Thanks to our excellent engineer and today DJ, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us next Friday, September 2nd at 2:30 p.m. for Liberty State Park.
Called life, celebrate each day's rebirth.
Solar power, inexpensive energy.
WPFW in Washington, and WBAI New York. I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns with some brief news headlines. Anti-abortion trigger laws took effect in two states yesterday, while a third law was partially blocked in federal court. In Tennessee, a law kicked in banning abortions except in cases where the pregnant person is at risk of death or serious medical emergency. That law makes no exceptions for rape or incest. In Texas, a trigger law will toughen punishment for physicians performing abortion procedures, threatening life in prison and minimum fines of $100,000. An Idaho law slated to take effect this week was partially blocked on Wednesday by a federal judge who ruled that it violates federal law. The Justice Department had sued Idaho earlier this week, arguing its trigger law violates the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which DOJ says requires doctors to provide emergency care, including abortions. Idaho's abortion ban is in effect, but because of the court order, it cannot ban abortions in medical emergencies. And a state judge temporarily blocked North Dakota's anti-abortion trigger law as it was set to go into effect today. Judge Bruce Romanek said the North Dakota abortion ban, which does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest, should remain on hold while legal challenges proceed. The Commerce Department this morning reported an easing of inflation in July, as its measure of annual price increases dropped from 6.8% in June to 6.3% last month. The Commerce Department's measure of core inflation, excluding volatile food and energy prices, rose 4.6% year over year in July, down from 4.8% in June. The Commerce Department measure, called the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, is different from the better-known Labor Department measure of Consumer Price Index, or CPI. The PCE measure is preferred by the Federal Reserve because it accounts for how rising prices change consumer behavior, including through the substitution of cheaper goods. Because of these differences, the CPI can exaggerate the scale of inflation. Last month, CPI was measured at 8.5% year over year, down from 9.1% in June. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned of economic stress for households and businesses as he pledged further large Fed interest rate increases in the coming months. Speaking at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Powell reiterated his commitment to taming inflation, even if it meant financial pain for households, because, quote, a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain, end quote. While fresh data suggests an easing of inflation last month, Powell said a one-month improvement, quote, falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down, end quote. Since March, the Fed has raised its benchmark interest rate from near zero to just below 2.5%. Some economists worry the Fed may trigger a new recession with its aggressive rate hike campaign. And in international news, power was reconnected to the crucial Zaporizhia nuclear plant in southern Ukraine after a transmission line lost connection twice yesterday. Ukraine said fires broke out at a nearby coal plant, damaging lines connected to the Russian-occupied nuclear facility. The temporary loss of connection to Ukraine's power grid meant the nuclear plant had to rely on diesel generators to cool itself. The UN nuclear watchdog has been pushing to visit the Zaporizhia plant. In a tweet, Rafael Grossi, leader